welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's Wednesday, June 29, 2022, and the Lord is transitioning you right now, and me actually, all of us, into a new season quite quickly. And we need to pray and ask the Lord to speak right now. And this week, I want to help prepare you for what's ahead. There's some good things are ahead. You know, it's all how you look at it. I'm going to try to get the glasses of good on you. I do it every week, try to pull off that old stuff. It's exactly what you make of it. I tell you, the Lord is allowing you to arise above the situation. I want to talk this week about how to get through fear and release what Jesus called the greatest commandment, his perfect love. When I got this into my life, everything turned around. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you're speaking right now through everything, in the midst of the clouds, in the midst of the storms. You're calling us like you did, Jesus. You were at peace in the storm. You stood up and rebuked the storm and said, "Peace, be still." And you went back to sleep. Another time, you walked on the water over the storm. So, Lord, we're just saying that right now. Storms in our lives, we say, "Peace, be still." We walk over them because you did this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, if you or someone you know has some fear, you're not alone right now because it's an attack. It's a major attack coming against people today. And the Lord has a solution to the pollution. I'm not just going to talk about the attack. I've got a solution here that works. It worked in my life. I had to kick out the spirit of fear. And once I did, it replaced it. You just can't kick something out. You know, anger management doesn't work. You got to kick it out, replace it. You got to kick out the spirit of fear and replace it with something. I'm going to go through this. This is a heavenly replacement session. Woo, something just shifted right there. Thank you, Lord. The Lord has a solution for you. You know, and like I said, once I got a hold of this, everything came together. My health, relationship with the Lord came in place. I became closer with my wife, my family members, my team. My Enlight Connection team even said that I was changed after this, that I had become more in tune with the Holy Spirit even. So my emotional condition changed. There's been improvement in my finances. I tell you, it all ties to what Jesus said is the greatest commandment. But first, let's talk about the spirit of fear. Let's talk about the pollution for a minute, and then we got the solution. The first half of this is the pollution, which is the spirit of fear. It's one of the things, but it's a big driver. Fear runs through everything. Fear and panic, fear and depression, fear and this, fear and that, you know. And we're going to expose this guy, the father of lies. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind." Ooh, now I know why I had all this warfare ahead of time. It's because the Lord said, "You know, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to take down some strongholds here, get rid of some footholds too, some loopholes, and all kinds of stuff going on here." So fear is a spirit. And sometimes it could be an emotion, but you know what? It's a spirit that can drive your emotions, so you don't want to have it. And sometimes most people who are operating kind of protect it. They don't want you to mess with their fear. They got a good reason to be afraid, you know? or I'm just saying, don't be afraid. It's mentioned a lot in the Bible. Do not fear. Jesus talked about it. It's one of the things that he said quite a bit. And the spirit of fear causes you to overreact or become stressed out. Now here's the key. The key to this is recognizing that you are actually in alignment with the Lord when you're not in fear. Is to recognize this. That, you know, Jesus actually ministered to people, and he said it a lot throughout the Bible as well, do not be afraid. In fact, when he walked into the room, there was a time he walked in supernaturally, and just say, don't be afraid, peace be with you. So I just want to declare, the Lord's coming in, His power, His presence is here. So, let's just kind of unpack this thing. All right, if the Lord is here, then why do bad things happen? Do they come from the Lord? Well, the answer is no, they don't. Bad things do not come from the Lord. Jesus told a parable, Matthew 13:28. He said an enemy did this when they were talking about this attack of the weeds that were sown into the wheat. He said an enemy did this. God's character is pure love. And God is not angry with you. He loves you beyond what you could even imagine. God does not want to kill you. He's not punishing you. He did not cause anything to happen. He didn't bring the pandemic into the world. He uses stuff. Oh, yeah, he will. In fact, he used the pandemic to get us online so we could offset that spirit on the internet that was ruling. But, see, he didn't cause the pandemic, but he used it, if you're getting this or not. But he did not cause sickness to come on you so that you would come closer to the Lord. It might be a sickness is not a gift. You got to realize that. Separate that out. You don't want to invite that stuff in. God is a giver of good gifts. And the key is that to see the Lord as a loving Father. And He's not a dictator. You know, He allows stuff to happen, so to speak. Because here's why. That He has to allow it because He's not a dictator. It's free will. If He didn't have free will, then that would be, He would push Himself on you, right? You wouldn't want that. He couldn't do that. So what happens is, there's people who don't have His spirit, who's operating in an angry, you know, the anger, violence, the murder. So the Lord doesn't have control over those types of people. So we have this spirit that can start to rule in the world. But I tell you, just like we're right now, the Lord is, He's bringing down a stronghold over the internet that's been there for a very long time. You know, used for the bad things. But when the pandemic came, the Lord said, watch this. I'm now going to force all these churches and Christians online for about a year and a half. And we're going to have prayer meetings. We're going to have worship services. It's going to shift the God of the airwaves. And that's what's going on right now. So see, He used it in the midst of it. So the Lord is not the one who caused a child to die, but He will indeed step up and bring justice. Oh, I tell you. So the spirit of fear is different than being afraid. You know, you can be afraid of things. I don't like spiders. Roller coasters are scary movies. You know, or mean people. But the spirit of fear can take a normal thing and then amp it up a little bit more, and sometimes a lot. I used to be phobic. You know, I couldn't even kill my own spider. I'd call my wife to kill a spider. But now I'll kill them all right. In fact, I'm killing a spider a day right now because it's a prophetic act. It's going on around me. So fear causes you to pull back and not trust God or others. Now, that's not the Lord. So notice something here. Proverbs 9:10. There's a thing called the fear of the Lord. And so the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. And the Holy One is understanding. And so we also see it as the seven spirits of the Lord. We have the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's in Isaiah 11:2. So there is a thing called the fear of the Lord. But that isn't, honestly, the fear of the Lord doesn't mean that He's a mean father, that we need to be afraid of Him, you know. The fear of the Lord is actually having a reverent respect for His grace. The Lord has grace for you and me. So here's the deal. With the blood of Jesus, with what He did, we could ask forgiveness right now. So the fear of the Lord keeps me from going out and doing something, you know, maybe I do something that the Lord doesn't like, and then I just know that I could, you know, I'll just slip up once, so to speak, and ask the Lord for forgiveness. So the fear of the Lord will come in and remind me that I want to walk close. That's what that fear. The fear of the Lord keeps us in alignment. It's not a fear. Unless you really get outside of some things, He might cause you to have conviction for what you do, but there's a difference between conviction and guilt. So He might have you, He'll convict you of that. I remember when I do something, I feel, oh man, it's almost like a grief because I hurt the Lord. But He didn't want me to stay in it. So there's a difference of this. I hope you can see this. So one of the greatest attacks that's coming right now is the spirit of fear, but it's also against what Jesus said was the greatest commandment. He said it a lot. Matthew 22:35. Jesus says, the greatest commandment is love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And another commandment similar to it is to love your neighbor as yourself. He said this a lot. He said all the laws of the prophets hang on this. But if you're looking around, I think you might have, Matthew 22 might have fell out of some people's Bibles lately. You know, we have a lot of unloving stuff going on. And especially on the internet. But you know what? It's time for you and me to take it back. You can shift the atmosphere over yourself, first of all. Satan is launching an all-out attack to get us angry at God, because that's what he said. Jesus said, love God. He's talking about the Father with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. So Satan launched this attack to get you and other people upset at the Lord, to think it's him doing this stuff. But it's Satan himself. He's the one doing this stuff. Or upset at other people. That's unforgiveness. Or upset at yourself. That's an unloving spirit. Low self-esteem. That type of thing. See what goes on. So you get this unholy trinity going on. You know, low self-esteem, hating yourself, unforgiveness, not liking others, being upset at the Lord. That's the unholy trinity that Satan's trying to bring. But you need to just align yourself with this. Are you catching this? My goodness, the Lord is doing something new right now. So, you know, if we fall and we do something, that's all right. You could ask forgiveness. And it's good to not let those things, you know, don't let that go. Even if you, let's say that you have a repeated sin, okay? You have addiction. Let's get real, all right? I dealt with addictions most of my life. In fact, I just, you know, I've gotten redemption, but eventually I just kind of turned it all over the Lord. I just love the Lord. And some people say, you're addicted to the Lord. I go, why? Why? That's the best one to be addicted to if you've seen my life. But anyway, I'm just trying to tell you. I know what it's like. Drugs, I got off of drugs. I got off of alcohol. I was, you know, I shifted into one thing, and, you know, the Lord would shift things over and over and over around me. But then the Lord began to do some healing. But the key here was never to let go of the vine. Jesus said, I'm the vine and he's the branches. Never let go. Don't stop asking forgiveness. Stay connected and ask the Lord to give you grace. So let's look at the root of the attack that's going to help you right now. It's going to shift everything for you. When we get out of alignment with any of these three areas that Jesus said, if we get upset at the Lord, then it's going to cause us to not be able to hear his voice. If we get upset at others, we have unforgiveness and judgment. If we get upset at ourselves, we have hatred, low self-esteem, rejection, depression. Folks, this is it. If you're suffering from rejection, depression, you need to get a love alignment. And what I did, I had to get some, you know, I got some prayer sessions for me, and I still do a tune-up here and there. But what I realized this a few years ago, it had made my body sick and everything, but I got some sessions, and you could go to my website, dougedison.com/healing-resources. We've got some people that we trust, and maybe you need to get like a sozo. Sozo is a Greek word, but it's a inner healing. They'll do, you know, there's a lot of sozo people around, or maybe some, get some healing. This goes hand in hand with the finished work of the cross. Now, the finished work of the cross means Jesus was enough. But if you're suffering from these three things, then the finished work of the cross needs to be pushed in a little more, and you need to get it finished by getting some help from some others. And God wants to bless you right now. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. It's now time to clear things. So we need to get filled with the love of the Lord. Dear friends, this is 3 John 2. John says, dear friends, I hope all is well with you and you're healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. So that the Lord wants to bring you healthiness. He wants you to bring prosperity. He wants to bring you a strong spirit. But the enemy keeps trying to hit us in the area of the spirit of fear, getting out of the alignment with love. So if you have these things in your life, you may need a tune-up. And the Lord told me to do this message. He says that we need it now. Here's how you... That was the pollution. Let's look at the solution, is to step into perfect love. We, when the Lord said those three areas, so, you know, we can get stressed out. Once we step into God's perfect love, you begin to turn the rudder of the ship. It might not happen immediately. Some people it will, but maybe you need to go a step deeper. Now, let's look at it. There's some tormentors that come with fear. 1 John 4:18. There's something going on right now. I feel the Lord said it angels to you right now. There is no fear in love, John says. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. That's the New King James Version of 1 John 4:18. I love that one, because it talks about the things that I was tormented by, these things. Fear. I didn't have the love. Perfect love is lining, did you get it? Perfect love is loving God with all your heart, loving your neighbor, loving yourself. That'll align you to three perfect loves, right? Then it'll cast out fear. It's required to cast out the spirit of fear, because then the tormentors come in with the spirit of fear. My goodness, this is a powerful, man, this is a powerful message. This is a dangerous message. You're about to get healed and set free. So the symptoms that you might have this is, maybe you pull back, or your negative thoughts about yourself or others, or you have a grudge against the Lord, or maybe you have some unbelief about things. And you believe that the Lord does miracles, but it's not with you. That's symptoms of this. There's a lot more to it. But I tell you, what you need to do is cast these things out and fill it. So we want to cast out the spirit of fear, so to speak. Kick them out and fill it with perfect love. And so right now, Lord, we just ask that you would show us if we have, first of all, let's stop right there. Put your own oxygen mask on first before you try to assist someone else. You're thinking of someone else right now. Because I know when I first got this message, oh man, I was thinking of someone in my life. And so the Lord says, no, I want you to do this first. That you'll have a authority and you'll have a humble spirit. So Lord, we ask now that you would show us if we have fear. That if we're operating in any of those things, show us if we have anything against the Lord, if we have anything against anyone else, if we have anything against ourselves. Lord, we pray that you would show us those things. Reveal spirit of truth. Come right now and reveal and heal. We pray that you would close the doorways, the pathways of the enemy that's trying to use us. I pray right now that you would reveal and heal. Show us what you want us to see, Lord. This is my prayer strategy I use. Show us what you want us to see. Show us what Satan doesn't want us to see. And I pray that you would release perfect love, joy in our lives. In Jesus' name. Now we just take authority over the spirit of fear and the tormentors associated. And we cast out the spirit of fear, of the unloving spirits, angry at the Father, unforgiveness towards others. Also, the spirit of, you know, hopelessness against ourselves. And we just take authority in Jesus' name. Now, what to do next? Just start the process. Most people, it takes time, you know, but just what I just revealed to you is something that's going to shift things over your life like you won't believe. I tell you, I got healed of multiple chemical sensitivity, Lyme disease. I got healed of so much when I got into this message. And the Lord is healing. He wants to do a healing over you. Plus, maybe you've, you know, as I'm doing this, maybe you need to come back to Jesus, or maybe you've never given your life to Jesus. A lot of people follow me because of my daily prophetic words. And so it's very easy. Either one, we could just say, Lord, come into our lives and forgive us of anything that we've done. We receive Jesus into our lives. We just ask that you would forgive us for anything, and we fill us with your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Now, just keep coming back to my podcast or you know, others. But right now, DougEdison.com is my website. And last weekend, I did a really powerful breakthrough strategy session. I did a live mentoring that you can get a replay if you missed it. And it's just for an offering. We've never done that. You know, I was doing my online training. It's a two-hour training on how to pray, how to develop power prayer strategies. So powerful. Go to DougEdison.com/breakthrough strategy. And you can get the replay for just an offering, any amount. But I tell you, the Lord is using this right now. I'm so excited for what's going on. I can't wait till next week because God is moving more powerfully every week. And I'll be releasing the prophetic word for the month of July as well. God bless you. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.